Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
7:38 at News Radio KDK. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Travel. A lot of people are going to be on the roads and in the air. And this half hour, we're going to check in with Bob Kierlich, Vice President of Media Relations for the Allegheny County Airport Authority and Executive Editor of Blue Sky News. Robert, good morning.
Larry, how are you?
Good. So first and foremost, Paul and I, we love to check Fly Pittsburgh for TSA lines. Things are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, this morning, they were a little bit longer this morning, but for the most part, it's been moving pretty smoothly. So right now we're looking at lines about 5 minutes or less.
Yeah, that's...
Which is fantastic.
Yes, it is. That's excellent. However, you are expecting, obviously, an increase. Which day do you think will be the busiest for air travel out of Pittsburgh?
So really the busiest days, if you look at the whole Christmas travel holiday season, it's really a 12-day period this year from you're looking at what we would say probably the biggest starting tomorrow all the way through January 1st. And so the busiest days for Christmas travel will be the next 2 days, this weekend and Monday, and then the 2 days after Christmas. What we see in the Christmas travel season is really it's a little bit more spread out than you might see in the Thanksgiving travel season, right? Everything's pretty condensed. Thanksgiving holiday, that's really that week. Christmas is a little bit longer of a travel, so we'll see those the next 2 days and the 2 days after Christmas. But really, I mean, we're going to see more. If you look at that 12-day period, we're going to see more than 278,000 people that will be coming through the airport arriving and departing. So, you know, it'll be very busy the next almost 2 weeks.
Hey, Bob, I'm curious to know, and by the way, good morning. I'm curious to know, how much does travel traffic drop off at the airport on Christmas Day itself? And I have a selfish reason for asking. I'm heading for Seattle on Christmas morning.
Well, usually, good morning to you. I would say that the day of holiday travel, both Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, is not that busy. Usually most people have already gotten where they need to go on the day of. So there'll be some traffic, but not nearly what you'll see the days leading up to it and the days afterwards. So I think you should be fine with the lines on Christmas Day.
Right. I mean, flying and you're flying wet, you're picking up time anyway, so I'll leave at 8 and get there around 11:30. It works just fine for everybody, and I don't have to hassle with the crowd.
Absolutely, and I'm actually looking at the estimated number of passengers each day and the number of seats that we have, and Christmas Day is expected to be the least busy of any time during the next 2 weeks.
All right, what are your concerns? We're with Bob Kierlich out of Pittsburgh International. With the potential for a government shutdown, I know TSA, for instance, will continue to work, but do you have any concerns if there is a government shutdown, or is there something else we might be missing?
Well, obviously, it's something our team has been watching very carefully. As you said, Larry, the TSA and both the air traffic controllers are essential workers, so they will continue to work through the shutdown. But they'll be working without pay should that occur. And that's something that I don't think anybody wants to see. So hopefully that they'll be able to get this resolved quickly. I will say that the last time we had an extended shutdown, a few years ago, the airport, they had gone, I think, about a month at least, or maybe longer without pay. And we actually had set up food banks for all the federal workers that were not receiving paychecks, which is not an ideal time ever. But of course, coming out of the holidays is even rougher. So we had set up food banks for them to come and get food and help any way that we can. We had set up free lunches for them. And something certainly we'd be looking at doing again should this occur over a long period.
All right, here we go. I guess we'll wait and see what happens today. In the meantime, always appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's going on, and hope you have a Merry Christmas. And I know it's going to be a big new year because you're going to be opening that big, beautiful airport, right?
Yes, 2025. We're very excited. We'll be looking forward to opening the new terminal later next year. It'll really going to cut the time from curb to gate in half for passengers, really speed up the baggage wait time. So it's something we are very excited about. And if I could put in one plug, we had a nice flight announcement this week, new nonstop service to Los Angeles. And I know you guys had covered that on your news broadcast, so thank you. But new nonstop service to LAX on American Airlines, and it's something that passengers have been asking for here for quite some time. So we're excited about that as well.
Outstanding. And after the holidays, I'm going to reach out, take you up on your offer to take a tour of the new construction site.
Yeah, we look forward to setting that up, having you out, Larry. It's things are coming along really well, and I think you'll be impressed when we get through it.
All right, Bob Gerlich, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, have a great holiday season. Thanks for having me on.